Years ago, when a Hamburg bartender first told me about banana invites, and I thought she was kidding, I figured she wanted to see if she could fool an American into thinking that Germans, of all people, would actually mix banana juice with their famed wheat beers. But it was no joke. Good German wheat beer has many subtle flavors, but there's nothing subtle about Bananenweizen. The sickly sweet banana juice annihilates the beer's flavor, smothering all the fruits of the brewmaster's labor. And that's just one example. Lemon-lime soda, cola, colored fruit syrup, and all sorts of sticky industrial ingredients are mixed with beer in Germany. It's hard for me to believe that these drinks called Biermischgetränke are so popular here. This is Germany, the birthplace of the Reinheitsgebot. That's the legendary Bavarian beer purity law. It mandates a strict set of natural brewing ingredients, and it helped make German beer famous. It's no longer the law of the land, in part because of EU regulations. But many German brewers still follow the rules out of respect for tradition or at least recognition of its marketing value. That's why it's so unfortunate that many of the same brewers who splash Reinheitsgebot rhetoric all over their labels also make huge quantities of Biermischgetränke. They proudly cite the pure, traditional ingredients in their beer, but then they turn around and mix it with soft drinks made with any number of chemicals and colorings, not to mention heaps of sugar. I get why they do this. A recent government report shows German beer consumption down nearly 3% in a year. Big brewers need big profits, and sweet drinks reach people who aren't beer fans, and they're aggressively marketing. I saw this firsthand on a recent shopping trip. The cashier begged us to take 2 free 6-packs of something with beer and blackcurrant flavor. She said, "Just try it, see if you like it," urging us on like a playground crack dealer. It's kind of sad to see great German beers polluted by soda and other industrial sludge for profit. But some consumers love simple, sweet things, and brewers are going to pander to them. You can't stop it. So I'm proposing a new beer law, kind of a Biermischgetränke impurity commandment. It would allow only the cheapest and most miserable beers to be mixed. That way none of Germany's truly good beers would be poured off to die in a syrupy grave. And let's be honest, Biermischgetränke fans can't taste the difference. I've tried Biermischgetränke, and I don't like them. But if I could be sure that no quality beer is wasted in the making, I'd be happy to clink my mug of delicious German beer with a glass full of green, red, or cola-colored swill anytime. Mark Garrison, Deutsche Welle Radio.